or own. This is the way we should not go. The editors. Sheltering in Place, 2020, the year of hindsight.
We take care of everything. The Department of Talent Resources, by Carrie Vaughn. Sarah knew from experience that she made more in tips playing covers than she did playing her own songs. Fran, who owned the Muskrat Tavern, couldn't pay her up front, so all she had were tips. After a couple of hours of Dolly Parton standards and maybe a whacked-out acoustic Journey cover, she could walk out with enough for a couple weeks of groceries. She needed more, of course. Fran always apologized at the end of the night when Sarah cleaned out the tip jar and tried not to count it right there.
Wish I could do you better. You're good, honey. Ever think about heading to New York? Or maybe L.A.? Along with everyone else who had a guitar and a decent voice and dreams of making it big, or even making it small. She'd settle for making it small. Sarah needed money she didn't have to get to New York or L.A.
Maybe next time American Idol has auditions, Fran suggested.
She meant well.
American Idol got canceled again, Fran.
Well, maybe it'll start back up.
Here's some for your GoFundMe.
Fran slipped her a $5 bill, a fraction of what her prescriptions cost.
Thanks.
Sarah grabbed her cane, shifted her guitar case over her shoulder, got herself balanced right, and limped out to the bus stop, then climbed onto the bus, taking too long while the driver glared, impatient. The front three rows were taken, so she had to maneuver halfway down the bus for a seat. No one moved to offer her an easier place to get to. When she finally sat, her cane jammed in awkwardly with her. She breathed shallowly against the pain, squeezed her leg as if she could stop the nerves from sending their wretched, torturing signals, and then had to reverse the whole process when the bus arrived at her stop. This all would have been easier with painkillers, but she was saving them to take before bed so she could sleep. When Sarah finally got home, she almost didn't check her GoFundMe page. It was a battle. Did her need to know outweigh the disappointment she would feel when the amount wasn't any higher than when she'd checked 4 hours ago? When that green line hadn't grown any longer? Was she ready for another round of tweets asking for help from people who weren't any better off than she was? Could she figure out a way to make her story more compelling? To make the page go viral? Get a celebrity endorsement? She'd already posted videos of her playing and suspected that was too corny to get any traction. Posting x-rays of her shattered leg had apparently just grossed people out. The car had clipped her coming around the corner. The driver at least stopped to check on her, but he didn't have insurance, and it didn't matter what the lawyer did. There wasn't any money there. Now she had to pay doctors and the lawyer. With her leg jacked up, she couldn't wait tables anymore. And she couldn't stand to sing for more than half an hour at a time, even if she could get enough singing gigs to pay the bills. She kept playing at Muskrat Tavern, because there she could sit on a stool the whole evening. She supposed this was her fault for not having a decent job, richer friends, a better family. She'd almost clawed herself out of the rotten life she'd been born into. The accident had thrown her into a different rotten life. If only that green line on the GoFundMe page would creep up just a little. If only she didn't have to beg for every dollar. Maybe she shouldn't have expected miracles. Not when so many people needed miracles, and bigger ones than she did. She was just trying to get PT and painkillers. Not like she was trying to save her life with insulin or a kidney transplant. Not like she had a ticking clock on her need. But there it was. She needed so little, and even that was too much. The thermostat in her studio apartment stayed at 60 to try to save on heat, and she wore 3 sweaters, a hat, and gloves. She'd gotten rid of the rug and coffee table because they'd proven hazardous, moving on her unsteady legs. Her laptop stayed by her bed,